KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The most likable characters in The Counselor are a pair of cheetahs. They may be animal or they may be digital, but they stand out from everyone else because they don't moralize, philosophize, or dispense epigrams. They have spots but no lines. And that's a blessing in this deep-dyed downer that Ridley Scott directed from an original script by Cormac McCarthy. McCarthy is a celebrated author whose novels have been adapted by others into feature films with varying success. The Road and No Country for Old Men are the two standouts. The Counselor represents his screenwriting debut, and it is unpromising, to say the least. In a film that dwells on decapitation and a ghastly gizmo that cuts carotid arteries before progressing to strangulation, the cast is almost suffocated by the sententious dialogue of an airless drama. Michael Fassbender is the counselor of the title, a stand-up guy who ignores good advice and takes a fateful first step on a path that leads to horror and ruin. He's referred to only as counselor because giving him a name would have made him less existential. Penelope Cruz is Laura, the blameless beauty he loves. Javier Bardem is Reiner, a flamboyant nightclub owner who lures the hubristic hero into a Mexican drug deal that goes bad. Cameron Diaz is Malkina, Reiner's evil wife. They're the unfun couple who own the cheetahs, and the first hint of Malkina's character is the pleasure she takes from watching one of the big cats chase down a rabbit. Brad Pitt is Westray, a middleman whose main distinctions are a lightness of spirit and some welcome self-irony. The Counselor abounds in atmosphere that alternates between elegance and scumminess. The film is awash in sodden pronouncements about the sorry state of humanity and solemn observations on mortality. I couldn't resist writing down this one: we announce to the darkness that we will not be diminished by the brevity of our lives. Scenes announce themselves, too. They're exactly what they say they are, nothing more. What's missing, in addition to plot information about the workings of the drug wars, is dramatic subtext and surprise, as well as any playfulness that might have kept us guessing about the plot. Beneath the fancy language is a cautionary tale about making our own fates. So could a director have changed the fate of the film without changing the script, which seems to have been enshrined as some sort of scripture? Maybe so, with more supple use of the humor that lurks in the horror, and less straining for impact with, along with the violence, relentless close-ups and self-parodying speech rhythms. But impact has long been a Ridley Scott trademark, and humor has not been. I appreciated the moment when someone says, "What can I get you to drink?" and the counselor mutters, "Hemlock." By then, though, I could have used some, too. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.
KCRW sponsors include Make It Universal and Rotten Tomatoes, presenting Scene on Screen with Jacqueline Coley, a brand new podcast about the people at NBC Universal and the movies that define them. Available wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.